Marjorie, hello.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, Marjorie.
Ray, I rang you this morning. I'm a bit upset.
What's wrong, darling?
At 9:20 this morning, I got out of bed. I haven't been well, so I got out of bed to a phone call.
Right.
When I came through, I answered the phone, and a foreign voice said, this is the... And he quoted three letters. And he didn't say them clearly enough, but he then told me, like, that I could understand what the three letters stood for.
Sure.
But then he told me that he was coming to arrest me.
Well, obviously he's not going to do that, darling.
Oh, no, I know that. I know that.
Snake. Do you know what he was actually ringing about? Did he?
No, no, he never got the opportunity, because I said to him, are you Australian? I felt there was a pause, so therefore I felt somebody was having to tell him whether he was or not.
Yes.
And then he said, we're coming to arrest you. And I said, well, I'm 80 years of age. I said, if they want me, they can bloody come and get me.
Well, I don't think he'd be coming from probably New Delhi or Mumbai somewhere to get you, so I wouldn't be worried too much about it, love. But you handled it appropriately. I'm sorry he rattled you up, and I hope he doesn't ring you again.
Well, that's the point. It does rattle you up.
Yeah, it does. It's distressing.
Know,
I mean, look, it happens to everyone. I've had a few of those sort of calls and used a few choice adjectives to tell him where to go.
But, you know, what do they think they're doing to good Australian people that they've got to ring us with all these scams and things like that? I've already been caught once with, we'll fix your computer from our side of the line, you know.
Well, it's probably good if before he even starts to go into it, you just say, look, I'm busy, love, I'll ring.
Well, you usually don't take the call, but when somebody says they're coming to arrest you, man, you're 80, you kind of do get a bit rattled.
Well, don't you, because I won't let anyone take you away, okay?
Well, my husband's sitting here with me, he won't let them in.
What's his name?
Lloyd.
Lloyd, make sure that Marjorie's safe. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Ray.
Good on you, buddy.
Good. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, darling.
I just want everyone else to know that, you know, don't let them get us.
No, that's right, Marjorie. You gave him short shrift and you got Lloyd as a backup there as well.
I have. Thank you, Ray.
Good on you, darling. Thank you. From Fernie Grove in Brisbane, Marjorie. A formidable opponent she would be for any rorter on the phone.